Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited, hosted by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Harlalka from Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shlok. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us in the call. I, Pankaj Harlalka, Head of Investor Relations at Shyam Metalics, wish you all a very good evening and a warm welcome to the first quarter FY2025 post-results conference call. Before we delve into discussing the quarterly numbers, I hope you all had an opportunity to review our press release and the attendant investor presentation read along with the Safe Harbor Statement, which are available under the Investors section of our website, and the same are accessible in the BSE and NSE websites. To discuss the first quarter results, I am joined by Mr. Brij Bhushan Agarwal, Vice Chairman and Managing Director of our company, Mr. Deepak Agarwal, Executive Director, Finance and Compliance, and Mr. Sumit Khetan from Orient Capital for our investor relations partner. Now I would like to invite Brij Bhushan ji to provide his perspective on the performance of the first quarter of the current financial year. He will also provide his thoughts on our strength and strategies of the future. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Bhushan, sir.
Yeah. Hi, good evening, everyone. We thank you for joining the call. We missed to conduct the last analyst meet post our March quarter result. Going to be in US for a prolonged period for business. We shall ensure that we shall have analyst call every quarter, and as we too learn from the questions raised by the knowledgeable audience. We are pleased to have a blessing and the mentorship of Mr. C.S. Verma, who has been a stalwart, consented to join our board as an independent director. He was the ex-CMD of SAIL NMDC and the chairman of International Coal Venture Limited, and yesterday he attended his first board meeting in our company. Despite the election being conducted this quarter, the performance of our company has been quite satisfactory, and we are itching towards the multi-metal company with the consistent EBITDA performance. Let me provide you our strategy as a management and how to evaluate to enter into the new business area in our company. We are O2Metal company, and we understand the metallurgy and high capex business. Being very disciplined in our capital allocation, we are able to navigate the adverse situation much better, and with our philosophy to implement capex through the internal accruals and take bank funding only to meet our working capital requirement, we have been able to steer a steady ship over the last two decades of being in this business. We enter the business with a marginal capital allocation, which is up to the 10% of our net worth, to understand the nitty-grittiness before committing a large capital to that business. The business we enter into should contribute independently to both our top line and bottom line with an IRR of 18% on the capital, and the business should be able to scale up to provide an EBITDA of minimum 500 crores for that business in next 7 to 8 years. Apart from the existing business of carbon steel, specialty alloy, we had forayed into a business of aluminium foil and stainless steel. I must compliment my entire team here, who has been very supportive and is able to overcome all the challenges to stabilize the aluminium foil plant in the record time and also to get the order from across the world, mainly from US and Europe. We had become the highest exporter of aluminium foil in the country today, and we had been able to develop the product fitment into numerous applications of our product, which has now given us a confidence to announce and enhance the further capacity with further capex for the metal for future. The backward integration and the forward integration will facilitate in bringing us the higher EBITDA over next 3 to 5 years. Similarly, we see a lot of potentials in the stainless steel business with renewed focus of the government in development of the coastal infrastructure and the numerous bridges announced across the sea in the various parts of the country after the success of the Worli-Bandra Bridge. The requirement of time-tested and quality stainless steel in the construction of such a project, our company has been able to stabilize the quality and product to this sector, and our product is now well established and is being accepted by the largest ETC contractor like Ashoka Buildcon and L&T and many others. We have a capex of 1,160 crore spent over next 3 years to increase the stainless steel manufacturing facility through the primary route, and we have our own power, our own iron, and our own ferro product and specialty product. We see a tremendous growth in the industry and the clear visibility of the big EBITDA numbers in next 5 years from the division alone. Our company has set a clear goal to move up on the value chain and product value and added product offering. The contribution from the value-added product in our revenue is likely to move up to 80% of our revenue in next 5 years from the present contribution of more than 50% to the revenue presently. We have always maintained a very cost-effective and ensured to maintain leadership on that front along with the planned expansion with the best product and at the most competitive price. At our Odisha plant, we have implemented 4 railway lines with our siding and which can enhance and overcome the movement of the material by handling more than 120 rakes in a month. We already have also invested in 17 railway rakes and have ordered for 2 more under the own wagon scheme there. We get a perennial assurance for the supply and handling of the material management from the raw material to the dispatch of finish. Our power portfolio is also going to increase up to 700 megawatt, ensuring the contribution of the capital requirement, captive power requirement, and shall be through our captive production and shall be in the range of around more than 85-90% of our energy consumption. With this, I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Deepak Agarwal, the Director of Finance and the CFO, to update you the financial performance for the Q1 FY25. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. A very good evening to all the participants. I thank all of you for taking time out on this call to discuss the result for the first quarter of the current financial year. I will be glad to share a quick review of the reported consolidated financial for the first quarter under review for the current financial year ended 2025. There has been an 8.4% revenue growth in the quarter one of the current financial year, vice versa, quarter one of the last financial year. We have been consistently cash positive with a net cash of rupees 1,338 crore in quarter one of the current financial year as against the positive of 1,514 crore in last quarter of the last financial year. As you all aware that The power is a major ingredient in any steel industry, and we have a substantially captive power capacity, and that capacity will further enhance as our MD is already speaking. Therefore, our total power requirement, we are sourcing 82% of the total power requirement from our captive sources with a lowest cost of 2.37 rupees per kilowatt, which will improve our margins as well. Therefore, we are achieving or we are maintaining our sustainable margin quarter on quarter basis. While average power cost including the grid power, our total power cost is approximately 3.12 rupees kilowatt, and this brings a huge delta to our EBITDA. I would now like to draw your attention to the financials of the company on a consolidated basis. In quarter one of the current financial year, on a consolidated basis, the company reported an operating revenue of 3,612 crore, a growth of 8.4% over a quarter of the last financial year. The sales mix constitute a high percentage of volume from finished steel, which accounts for a 45% of the total revenue. The company has been able to book an EBITDA of 488 crore, and which is increase of 18% over the quarter one of the last financial year, and the EBITDA margin of the current financial year was 13.5%. In order to maintain the trend in EBITDA margin, we have been judicious and cautiously on all other cost component. There has been a significant increase in EBITDA margin across all product category on a quarter-on-quarter basis apart from pellets. We registered a healthy growth in per ton realizations across ferro product, finished steel, billets, sponge iron. Our profit after tax for the quarter ended as stand at 276 crore, which has seen an increase of 37% year-on-year basis. The PAT margin is 7.6%, which is quite sound considering the current market trend and peer comparison. In Shyam Metalic Group, the working capital management is very prudent, and the group focusing mainly on the selling either on advance or letter of credit basis, leading to our lower debtors and inventory period to the tune of 15 to 30 days and 7 to 90 days respectively. At Shyam Metalic, we have always followed prudential capital allocation policy. We reinvest 70% of the total cash generation back into the business. We retain 20% as a liquidity to maintain our liquidity and return 10% to our valued shareholder as a dividend. The policy shall facilitate us to be a cash positive even at the peak of our cash cycle. The above policies also ensure us with a steady other income comprising of interest income from investments made in various government sovereign bonds, and also ensuring timely capex implementation for our company. Our ambitious capex plan have been laid out in the investors' presentation, and we are well on track to execute them as per the expected timeline. We have been incurred a capex cost of 4,948 crore till first quarter of the current financial year, which accounted more than 40% of the total capex emphasized to the tune of 10,025 crore in the last 3 years, out of which 2,650 crore have been capitalized, and in quarter one we have invested 308 crore as in capital expenditure, which is incurred in capacity expansion, enhancing portfolio and cost efficiency. We have also procured 17 racks under Own Your Wagon scheme from the Indian Railway. This will help us in freight cost optimization. We have commissioned operational 0.15 million ton of DRI unit and 20 megawatt of captive power plant unit in Ramthru Industry Plant at Kharagpur in the last quarter. We have further 12 capex line items to be announced in current financial year, comprising of coke oven plant with a capacity of 0.45 million ton, which light up is already been done. The blast furnace, which will be implemented in Jamuria, the heat up expected shortly, and the commercial production expected to be start in next 45 to 60 days. The blast furnace at Kharagpur, the project expected to be commissioned in December 24. Sinter plant expected to be commissioned in September 24, DRI plant 0.23 million tons, stainless steel billets of 0.13 million tons, CRM phase 1 of 0.25 million tons, cold and hot trial run have already been begun, oxygen plant battery, foil, battery foil plant and many more will come up in the coming year. We look forward to maintain this positive momentum and delivering continuous success in the upcoming quarter. With this, I now open the forum for question answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations for a good set of numbers and adhering to the growth plan and the momentum. I have two questions here. The first one is on the, you know, the aspirations along stainless steel and aluminium. What we have seen that, you know, over a few quarters, the plans regarding both of these segments have been amplified quite a bit. So just wanted to understand from a 3 to 4 years perspective that what are our plans. For instance, in stainless steel, we are currently ramping up pickle core for 200-400, while our margins currently might be lower compared to some of our peers. But what is the ultimate target over there? That is on stainless steel. On aluminium in particular, whatever our plans on the downstream units, particularly battery enclosure. So if you could highlight that, this would be great. That is my first question.
Yeah, hi Amit. You know, if we recall all my past, you know, investors call conversation what we had, I was absolutely super optimistic on the business of aluminium as well as stainless steel. The acquisition of Mittal Corp was one of our strategy from the group side of entering into a stainless steel business, learning and maturing more and more to understand the bigger era in the investment of the stainless steel business. As you are aware of, like, you know, we have a lot of strength on the ingredient used for making stainless steel. You beat iron, the captive power, the specialty alloy. So this was basically a strategy what we had planned, like, you know, getting into the business of stainless steel is not going to be a very new organic forum, but it is going to be a forward and the backward integration in the terms of the new metal and adding the synergy of the business going value forward and entering into a market which is growing for more than 18% to 20% year on year. The Mittal Corp plant is more or less, you know, it is stabilized and it has been a big learning on our part to go for a bigger decision. As we have always been mentioning in our forum that, you know, we like to always invest with a small capital and after the learning we go for a major expansion and we only go into a business when we see the numbers are big and we always have a opportunity to enhance and expand year on year. So in related to the stainless steel, I can tell you, like, you know, we have a plan, like, in next three to four years we should be close to 0.7 to 0.8 million ton of stainless steel. And we are entering into a flat product. And flat product in the stainless steel is a very big market in the country. As we know, the tube business and the high-end utensils and the decorative material in the stainless steel, some component on the automobile in the stainless steel, the railway in the stainless steel. So there is lot of opportunity in the flat product. And in the time to come, after this new plant is going to be commissioned with our own integrated facility of stainless steel raw material, billets and slab, what we are going to do internally in our plant, it is going to enhance lot of value as a strategy and for our investors in our company, Shyam Metalics. In related to aluminum, yes, now we are more or less, you know, I would say we are 90-95%, we are through with our thought process. Our inception of participation in the aluminum, our focus foray into the special grade of foil and, you know, the EV battery foil, it is all on stream. Today, our utilization is more than 80-85% in the aluminum, and we should be very proud to know that more than 55% we are exporting to the best of the country, in spite of such a huge geopolitical issues and other issues, we are able to maintain a decent margin, and we are doing pretty well. We are going to double the capacity of the foil in the aluminum since the demand is very good, and to integrate the complete business from the supply chain side, you know. We are setting up a foil stock plant where we will be making our own foil stock, and we'll be converting that into foil. And there are other aluminum sheets and other specialized material which is used in the EV automobile. As we know that in the automobile business, the major strategy for an automobile producer is to make the vehicle lighter. And aluminum being a very, very lighter and very, very persistent metal in the automobile, in the EV space, this is going to add a lot of value. And we see that with this new venture, the complete holistically, the aluminum business will make a good change, and we can see a lot of value addition and participation in the new era, the new product of the aluminum, apart from the foil and the other item what we are doing now. Thank you.
Thanks for a very comprehensive reply. The second question is essentially on Rampur. So if I look at the CapEx that has been actually put on ground, the share of the CapEx that has been put by the other partners is not in the same proportion as we have in the same proportion of the partnership. So I just wanted to understand why we are ourselves putting a lot of CapEx front-ending it, while the joint venture partner has, I think, invested around 40-odd crores till date. So what is the plan or thought process regarding that?
Deepak, can you answer this?
Amitji, I think there is some misconception. So the entire contribution is a 60-40. So we are contributing 60% to the joint venture, and 40% is contributed by the joint venture partner for every penny spent.
I think we can share the data.
If I look at the CapEx that has been spent so far, you know, the total contribution of the joint venture partner is around 60-40.
We are not showcasing as a 60%, 40% CapEx. We are showcasing the entire CapEx together. So the initial project, the first phase was around 747 crores. Then we were to spend around 625 crores in the second phase. So whatever till now, whatever we have spent for the Rampur, it's been contributed as 60% from the Shyam Group and 40% from the joint venture group.
Okay.
We can ask Amit to share his view, and you can give your complete detail of the financials, what is required. But there should not be any difference. Maybe some little bit of 2, 5, 10 crores here and there, but I don't think there is any big difference.
No, I'll take it up offline. No problem. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. So I would like to know what would be the revenue and EBITDA peak revenue and EBITDA potential after the capex have been concluded, all the capex that are planned till date, keeping the current realization as the realization for those revenue potential.
We expect that in next whatever capex which is being capitalized this year will be completely stream in operation by next year, because end of this quarter, October, November, it will take a couple of months to stabilize the plant and all. You see, there will be a huge revenue jump in the terms of sales and all. And we expect that, you know, in next, by 26-27, we should be able to do a top line of around 25,000 crores. And if you see the sustainable EBITDA of any company, like, you know, where we had been pursuing so perennial in last 3 years, it's very difficult to tell you the exact number, but it will be in line with the present, you know.
Yeah, I would also like to add about the EBITDA and revenue. If you see the part also, we are growing with a CAGR of more than 30%, and we hope so that we will continue with this run rate in the next 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, we will try to, but our target is always more than 20%.
Yeah.
But yes, we should be a little prudent, yeah. And we are giving our best.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. After the capex, what would be the captive power consumption from our captive source?
It would be around 80%.
So it would be similar to current.
Yes.
There's a lot of expansion is happening, no? Everywhere will be requiring power and all. And so stainless steel plant expansion, we are putting up an SMS, stainless steel beam, and, you know, doubling the CRM capacity, which is going to be commissioned. So all these are in line, maybe 6 months here and there, you know, but everything is in line with the manifesto that we have to be more than 80% should be our captive.
Yeah, understood. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Yeah, this is Rakesh. My first question regarding, sir, do you see any surprise decline further in coming 1 or 2 months from here onwards?
See, Rakesh, see, metal industry and all, you know, you have to see a very holistic situation for a year. And basically, you know, majorly, if there is any decline in the prices of the finished product and all, automatically there is a correction in the raw material prices. So it might affect a couple of months here and there. But overall, if you see, in line to the product, the delta of the raw material, more or less, you know, it is varying in the similar way. Might be taking time for the raw material correction, but and the stock advantages and the stock disadvantage, but more or less I would say it will be in line.
Okay, so sir, price will remain same, sir, for this like a Q1. We can hope for who full year.
No, it's not because, you know, it's a monsoon time. You cannot say, because, you know, we are hitting the monsoon time and the festival is there. So always the second quarter are a little bit, you know, on the tighter side from the pricing and the, you know, the supply chain management prospect. But post Diwali again, you know, we are expecting a price which should be equal to Q1 or maybe the better one Q1.
Okay. Okay, my next question, sir. Recently in budget, the government announced a reduction in stamp duty for this one, sir, ferro alloy, and this one. Is there any helpful to us, sir, in
Not really, actually. You know, this is for the very rare minerals and lithiums, and you know, nickel is one of the components. It will definitely make some betterment on this from the nickel front, but with the kind of business portfolio, it will have a very marginal support.
Okay. And sir, how is the demand scenario for your SS bar, Diva, in for which geography you are more focusing currently?
Currently, I would say it is decent, and because of the monsoon side and all, the construction activity is little slow, but more or less, I would say it is not bad.
Okay. And last question, sir, regarding, sir, and earlier you were saying that this year you are targeting nearby 1,500 CR from Mr. Cop SS. So we are intact on this top end guidance for SS.
I your question is not very clear. Can you just
I'm saying, sir, earlier you said you are targeting nearby 1,500 CR from SS. Stainless steel for
FY20. Yeah, yeah. Because you know we are adding a lot of downstream facility. We are adding a bright bar facility. We are adding a wire facility from the wire rod, and we are going to the complete supply chain. You know, end to end solution.
Okay.
So the project is going on in full swing, and by end of this year, we should be able to commission the complete bright bar and the wire plant, and it will be in the line. Approximately what we had been discussing.
Sir, you said the bright bar and by item B, sir?
Wires are there, stainless steel wires are there.
Okay.
And the bright bar is there, the Z-bar is there. These are all the specialized products, yeah. We are only focusing on the specialized product.
Sir, any plan to enter into facility for supplying to like for defense or any other? For stainless steel in near future, or you are working on that?
No, we are already supplying to the defense company and all. They are buying, they are making some specialized products for the defense and all. But it is not directly to the defense, you know, from us. But there are the intermediate processing company who make specialized wires, you know, they supply to the defense and all. So right now we are already supplying to this railways and defense company.
Oh, railway and defense company, sir. And so what is the utilization for Mittal Corp in Q1?
It is, I think, close to 65-70%. Am I right, Deepak?
Yeah.
Yeah, close to, yeah.
65%. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a very strong set of numbers in a tough environment. Sir, I have two related questions. One is, sir, what was the movement in our coal costs from Q4 to Q1 and based on our inventory levels, I mean, what is the indicative trend for Q2? And same for the iron ore, sir, if that's possible.
See, we are in line. I think more or less the coal prices are, you know, very, very stable. I don't see there's much changes. I'm talking as a overall, you know, seeing the scenario and all, because, you know, the coal is available in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see there's any kind of a challenge which will come up in the time to come from the coal aspect. And the beauty of Shah Metallics is, you know, we are dependent on the Indian coal, and we are not depending on, we are not very dependent on the, you know, the coking coal fluctuation and the high volatility. Yeah. And after our blast furnace commission also, the percentage of the coke vis-a-vis coal will be very, very minimum. So this is one of a very great trend from the cost of the energy side, whether we talk of power or whether we talk of the fuel in the terms of coal and all. So more or less, I would say it will be perennial.
But directionally, I mean, how do you see the overall COP moving for Q2? Because prices are down because of the seasonality factor as well. But on the costing front, should there be any savings in the key cost components?
Yes, iron ore prices have there has been correction in the iron ore prices. And overall, I would say ki it will not be very very big difference, but yes, there will be a marginal difference in the cost.
Got it. And so second question is on our CAPEX, on our current expansion plan. How do you see the outgo for the current year and FY26?
The total CAPEX is around 5,000 crores of rupees. So we are targeting 2,000 crores which will be incurred in the current financial year and 2,000 in the next financial year, and balance would be in the financial year 26-27.
Got it. Great, great, sir. Thank you very much and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So I have a question regarding our DI pipe plant. So when would be this plant be commissioned?
Oh no, this plant is going to be commissioned in 26, because you know we have shifted this plant from the existing Jamuria plant to the Ram Swarup new acquisition what we have done. So now we are building up a new blast furnace, and all the steam will be coming up in, because the cost feasibility and the synergy of that plant is readily better than the existing plant. So we are targeting to commission this in 26.
Okay, so as we can see, many other players are also expanding in DI pipe. So would it create a risk of overcapacity by the time our plant would be running?
See, the demand is also increasing and the capacity is also increasing. Today, the EBITDA margin is around 18,000 to 20,000 rupees a ton. But I don't see this is a very, very realistic number from the point of ductile business. Our conceptualization on the business is at the level of around 7,000 to 8,000 or maybe 10,000 maximum. And today, if we are investing close to 300 crores on the ductile pipe business in addition, you know, because we already have a blast furnace. So if we are making, you know, close to 300,000 tons initially for next 2 years, so we have a pretty decent ROC and IRR on the business. So it's nothing very risk from the company point of view.
Okay, understood. And with respect to DI pipe only, so is the OPVC a potential replacement of DI pipe, as said by many plastic players in the industry?
No, it is going to be, it's a new product and a lot of penetration is there, but it will also be in the market. So the people who, because ductile pipe has a very different feature, you know, it's very strong, very robust, and the application of ductile pipe will be there. The increasing market will be also replaced by OPCB, yes, 100%, you are correct, but the market is very big. And a lot of ductile is being now exported from India to the Western world, you know, you beat USA, Europe and all. So the market overall globally is also increasing, because everybody is spending humongous money in the, you know, in the infrastructure across the globe. And we are talking from a very, very, you know, low capacity. It's not a very big capacity what we are adding, and we are not doing a complete ductile pipe of making an investment of 2,500 crores. So for us, it is hardly a few hundred crores. So we don't see any kind of a risk. And on the balance sheet of the Sharp Metallic also, this is going to be a very, very, you know, one of the products of the complete product. So as a company, I don't see that we are going to have any kind of surprises in this project.
Yeah, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder to all participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Again, one more question, sir. Sir, just your, want your view, sir. Sir, people are talking about the GFRP rebar, glass fiber reinforced polymer. So how is the market and how is the impact on SS or carbon steel rebar in near future?
very under mature. I cannot comment on this. You know, I'm also listening, but you know, if you make your house, would you like to make a polymer house or a steel house? The answer is with you, you know. It's a, you know, all these are the myths across the world you are seeing, you know. The things are very different. Everywhere the construction is happening. I've never seen
all okay. these things. Okay. So it's okay, right. And sir, any progress on sir your aluminum foil business for EV batteries?
We have already signed the MOU with the best of the battery manufacturers in the country, and we are expecting that they will be in full steam from 25-26. So we are fully geared up. Our sample has been all approved. And I don't see any challenge because from day one, I have been always stating that, you know, our main prime focus will be on the EV battery foil once we see the battery plant coming up in the country.
Okay. And if I'm right, our EV battery foil capacity is nearby 5,000.
Very, very smoothly we can do 5,000. No problem. And we are also expanding more foil. We are supplying foil to the defense company in the US who are using for the ammunitions and all. And there are much other better products also we have been able to discover during the business transformation. So we will have a multiple healthy products in our foil business.
Our captive power plant cost is more than how much, sir?
I'm not able to hear you properly. Can you speak little louder?
Sir, I'm saying, sir, our captive power cost is how much? 2 rupees you said, sir. Maybe I missed. 2 rupees something.
Yeah, it's around 2 rupees 30 paisa. Correct.
2 rupees 30 paisa. Right, sir. And sir, last question, sir. Any plan to enter into new business or new segment in next 2 to 3 years, sir?
Not really as on date. If something comes which is very good for the company, for our investors, we will evaluate. But as on date, we are busy with execution of our business projection, what we have shared in last 1.5 years.
Or any company are you looking to acquire or in India or outside India to expand?
So we keep on evaluating all the proposals, but you know, you wouldn't like to invest anything which has a you know, the supply chain or the strategy part. But this is ongoing day in, day out. It's not no from my side, but we are not doing anything aggressive as well. Because I don't see anything very attractive as on date on the board where we see that, you know, we are going very strong on that.
Right, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunidhi Joshi, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir. And I had one question. Can you provide latest developments on the iron ore block at Maharashtra? By when we are expecting it to operationalize?
Yeah. See, this is a block where we had got the license now and we have 10 years time. I've never shared my projection on the iron ore block, but we will be doing the due diligence. And once we have to create an infrastructure also, once we are through with our blueprint, then I will like to be, you know, then I like to share the business plan on this.
Okay. And can you help us understand how has our distribution network grown in the past few quarters?
So it is growing. Quarter on quarter it is growing, we are increasing and we are trying to, you know, capitalize on the better network, on the high price zone with a better realization, a perennial market. So it's a continuous process. We are on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manav Gogia from Yes Securities Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Manav, you may go ahead with your question.
I hope I'm audible.
Hello, yes, Mr. Manav, yes. You can go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not able to hear you, Manav. Can you speak a little louder?
Hello.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Yes, is it better now?
It's better.
Yes, sir. Yes. Please go ahead.
Yes. So, one question I had was on the cost front. You know, on a Q-on-Q basis, the cost of material consumed went up by 11%. And sort of joined the call late, so I might have missed this. Can you just underline the factors behind this rise in the cost of material?
Deepak, can you answer this? I'm not very clear with this question.
So, Manav, you've got to look at the cost of material along with the change in inventory. When you see that, you will see that it's on the positive side. That's why we've had a better EBITDA.
Okay,
it has to be looked together.
If you see the inventory level of the finished good, which was enhanced by 231 crore.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mudit Bhandari from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good evening. Regarding aluminium plants, specifically Perlstock plant, I just wanted to know what is the supply chain of aluminium, what parts will be at Jamuria, what parts will be at Sambalpur and caster will be there, and how it shall flow.
Mudit, we are planning to set up this green foil stock plant. Basically, the foil raw material is a foil stock. Right now, we are importing and sourcing from the Indian manufacturer. In the time to come, we will be utilizing the recycled scrap and we'll be taking some ingots from Hindalco Vedanta, which is across our existing plant within the 10-15 kilometers. With our cheap source of power, what we are producing now, we'll be converting the same into the specialized foil, which has a very different metallurgy. And we'll be utilizing the same foil for our Giridi plant as well as for the Pakoria plant. In addition to that, we are also doubling the capacity of the foil, where we have developed few more metallurgy for certain more value-added foil for the other businesses, other utilization, which we'll be developing and we'll be able to cater the market.
So the existing plant is at Jamuria, if I'm correct.
And so the existing plant is at Pakuria. Foil plant is at Pakuria. Yeah.
Okay. And foil stock plant, which you are planning, will also be nearby 10-15 kilometers, you said.
Yeah, the new foil plant, we are doubling the foil plant, which will be coming up in our Odisha plant only. Where we have a steel plant, yeah, adjoining the same plant we are setting up, where we'll be utilizing our own resources, our own infrastructure, which we don't have to make it as a green field, which is a kind of a brown field, and we're making the same.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
And is it possible to share EBITDA per ton broad lines of stainless steel, what we are currently at?
As far as EBITDA per ton is concerned, in the case of stainless steel for the quarter one, is around 8,000 rupees per ton.
Okay. We have it in the presentation.
Okay.
Does that answer your questions, Mr. Mehta?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Khetan from Orient Capital for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for connecting on the call today. I would also like to thank the management for sparing the time and answering all the queries today. We are Orient Capital, investor relation advisors to Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited. For any queries, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you everyone and have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Shyam Metalics and Energy Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.